This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Hot Thursday. And it's another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we were trying to celebrate, uplift, and educate everybody on the awesome things going around in and around Douglas County. And I'm just going to talk for a minute with my buddy Alan Painter here.
I'm here.
You're back.
What's it been, like five in a row or something?
It's like a streak. I don't know. Long time. So I said we got to change the Q in here.
No, that's fine. I don't do well with commitments. Ask my wife.
So, I have to share. I'm going to tell on myself.
Uh-oh.
You know I was grouchy.
Oh, that's today. An understatement. Now, you understand, folks, for those of you that don't know Shannon, she is like perpetual peppy. You know? So, you know those mornings when you just want to be grouchy and hate the world? Well, Shannon comes in bringing sunshine, and you just want to slap it out of her. You know, just let me be grouchy.
I was grouchy today.
But today,
I was a next level. I don't know what's above grouchy, but.
Well, actually, I was a little worried because, you know, I could feel the grouchiness. And then I heard on the news that somebody was arrested for road rage.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, Shannon, what did you do before you got in the office?
First of all, that's because you know me.
I do.
And it's my kryptonite.
Yeah. Well, you did talk road rage this morning.
I did, because it's my kryptonite.
Oh, yeah.
And I always talk about the kids, about making good choices and being kind, and say, you know, every Thursday on the radio show, I end the show with saying, you know what to do, Douglas County, be kind.
Yeah.
Till next week. And I had a moment.
A moment. You know, let me describe it to the folks out there. Think back when you were a kid and you used to sit around and watch that movie called, or that show called The Hulk.
Yeah.
That was Shannon.
That was me.
She was actually talking about doing violence upon my body when she got in this morning.
Well, that's because you spoke to me. It's like, don't look at her, don't talk to her, don't anything. She's turning green. Leave her alone.
Well, there's not that many opportunities I get when you come in really, really grouchy. So I had to go in and poke the bear.
Yeah, you were trying. You were trying. So, as everybody may or may not know, the bridge out by Cruises is under construction. I'm a super patient person, y'all. I'm super patient. That thing set me off the very first morning. And every night after work I go home, I am a creature of habit. So until yesterday was the first time I remembered that bridge was closed. Yeah. And I have gone out to go home my route every day.
Rot roll.
And then there's all of this traffic on Old Melrose Road, which has so many. First, it has no side or shoulder to it.
Right.
There's critters everywhere. So then I'm like, I don't want to see any dead critters. That makes me sad.
See, that's her feelers, folks.
Right, my feelers. But I also don't want to see you driving with your left turn signal on, which would send you to the river for 4 miles. Because then I'm hulking out, and I don't know what it is about it. So if anybody has any calming exercises. But the funny part about that is I was on the phone with my son Garrett, and I'm just telling him, I'm road raging. I don't even know why. I'm like hulking out. And he's like, remember, Mom, be kind, Douglas County. And I got it thrown back in my own face. And I'm like, yes, I need to choose kindness.
Well,
I did not run them off the road or do anything inappropriate.
Somebody else deserves credit.
Okay.
Because I remember she was telling me, but we've got the radio show to do tonight. And I said, well, you know, the people know me from the radio show. I said, nobody sees our faces. I said, go ahead and run them off the road.
So wrong. From my insurance agent point of view, that is bad advice.
Let me add a disclaimer. That was not brought on behalf of Premier Insurance Group. That was Alan speaking in his own idiocy on his own.
But I have overcome it. I think it might have been from the crisp pinto bean burrito you so graciously got for me for lunch. It was very good. Thank you, Taco Time. And I'm just like, I'm back to my happy self.
Well, I was actually very disappointed. If I known it was going to be the burrito, I would have done it. Because it's like, wait till Douglas County gets a hold of Shannon the Grinch. It's like, well, yeah.
I'm glad y'all don't have to experience it.
Yeah, everybody else that blames it on me, you know, it's like, but no, see, it's, I live in a low testosterone office surrounded by women.
True.
And so I wanted to make sure, yeah, you know, it's like, how cool is this? They're going to get a sip of my world.
Yeah, I'm grouchy. I'm not now, so I'm cured, y'all. But being held accountable by my child and by myself kind of helped.
And the radio show.
So thank you to the listeners. I feel I'm held accountable. And I'm sorry to the person with the left turn signal for what I might have said before my child talked me off the ledge. To myself, windows rolled up. Nobody heard anything.
And the fingers were down.
I don't do that. You know, I'm pretty good about that. Yeah. I'm a good kid. Except for sometimes. Today was a sometimes moment. But anyway, I just felt like we have to be transparent.
Yeah.
And I do have my feelers, and I get picked on them. But guess what? Feelers swing both ways, y'all. And I had a feeler moment going the grinchy, grouchy way.
Well, I know if you're nice all the time like you are, that means you're keeping your demons down.
They came out this morning.
And when the pop cork pops, holy smokes, folks. Well, I'm not as good as Shannon is as keeping my demons tamped low. So let me just tell everybody out in Radioland, I apologize for the road rage if I ever did it to you. That's exactly the reason you don't put stickers on your car. You know?
Right.
I would rather remain anonymous. We're never doing a TV show. Y'all ain't going to see my face.
Well, the funny thing is I literally thought it through farther than I should have is where I'm disappointed. I went way too far with it, as Alan knows, because I said, when I get mad now, I've got a big old truck. I don't drive a Jetta anymore, and I can probably push you off the road or out of my way if I want to.
She's feeling her country oats, folks.
I was. So.
Well, it was a good morning.
I was feeling powerful in my pickup truck.
Alan had a heck of a good fun morning poking the bear, so I'm not sure Shannon appreciated it, but I had a good time.
No.
Well.
I told you, you just can't be mad at people that you know and love. It sometimes has to be a stranger.
You hear that, Angie?
But
husband should never be in the doghouse, according to Shannon.
That's not what I said.
Love.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And love, yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, your bad is definitely right. So, anyway, enough with that. But that was my confessions, my Thursday confessional.
Well,
so.
Let me add my confession because I've been pretty grouchy myself. And, you know, you always say we're not going to get political on here. I never agreed to that. Let me just say right off the bat, I never agreed to that.
I know.
And this topic is going to come up more and more.
It probably will.
But, folks, we've got some big ballot measures coming up, and we got to get the word out about it. Was it CP 113?
Measure 114 and 114. IP3 are out there.
So 114 is one staring right out of our faces, and this is...
It's on the ballot.
It's another one of those that sounds really cute until you look at the... It's really not going to do anything except make it harder and harder for good people to be able to protect themselves. So they label it, of course, under gun safety. And it's going to require folks to go out, attend a class, get an ID card, then, you know, with a background check, jumping through all the bureaucratic hoops, and then you think, now I've got my card, I could walk in, buy a gun, and walk out. No. Then you're going to have to get another ID check. And, you know, it's just hard for folks who are working and living and to have to go out and take a certain kind of class. Now, I am all for classes. I think the more training we can, the better. But these are all impediments. I mean, you know, before I first fired a gun, I took hunter safety, but never really a gun safety program.
Or a practicum.
Yeah, my practicum was my dad slapping me in the back of the head if I did something improper. I had the best teaching in the world, and most of the folks in our, especially in our rural county, that, you know, that's why we grew up. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that we should be putting more impediments up for law-abiding people to, you know, make it harder to protect their family or just enjoy their freedoms, because they are freedoms. And I don't think anybody should be required to have a permit for a freedom.
Well, it's just going to make the people that follow the rules jump through more hoops, and the people that don't follow the rules are still going to continue to not follow the rules. Yep. So easy enough.
Well, absolutely. And that's the thing is, like I would say, I'm all for saving lives.
Absolutely.
But the problem is, you know, in today's world, where we come upon a problem, we have created, you know, two ways to solve all our problems in this world: throw money at it and more government. And, you know, as we highlight every week on this show, the true solutions to problems is we the people. Douglas County shows it every week. Whenever we have a problem, we rise up as a people.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I think, you know, some of the solutions that can be had are within the people. We need to take care of those people that are criminals within our laws and let free people remain free. But now I will slowly slide down off my pedestal
Are going to have a whole show on that coming up.
And we are. And you know, the thing that really woke me up on this, folks, is that it's one of those things in the past where we said, oh, no, this isn't going to pass.
Never going to pass.
Never
going to pass.
We're smarter than this. Well, then you get to think about the last election. We were all absolutely, in my humble opinion, this is not the opinion of the radio show nor Premier Insurance Group, but in my humble opinion, we were all conned into legalizing hard drugs. And, you know, we can't let that happen again. We need to wake up and stop just being headline voters. We need to read the fine print. So I encourage you all to reach out, read it, share it with your friends. Understand that these things are happening in our country, and we have to be aware. So, again, here's the sound of Alan sliding down off the pedestal.
No. Well, and it is directly impacting our men in blue.
Oh.
And that's my big issue with it. There's no funding for this, too. And they're going to be the ones to administer it. There's no set already in plan classes. So we're looking 9 months before people can even get into these things. So there's so many aspects about it. Just tune in September 22nd and listen to that. And then we'll have a meeting people can come to if they want. But it's very important what's coming down. If we love our way of life, our agriculture, our hunting rights, our gun rights, if we love that, then we need to pay attention to what's coming down the pipeline, because they're banking on us not paying attention.
Yep,
so
absolutely. And that's it. And that's why I just wanted to mention today. And also, it's kind of a group therapy, you know, just being able to come and talk to you about it. And, you know, I'm sorry, folks, but you guys are way cheaper than me going to psychiatrist.
Okay, I'm glad to know it.
Well, it used to be golf. You know, as Shannon knows, I was a nut golfer, but I'm, you know, been waiting for a new hip, so golf's off the table. So, sorry, folks, you've got to be my counselor, and I get to whine to you until I get back on the golf course and smash a golf ball.
Okay. Well, you already took us to our first break, but we're going to be back in just a moment with Katie Starkle with Wander Winston talking about that awesome Oktoberfest she's been working so hard on. So back in just a moment with more of Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back, Douglas County.
Well, we are back, and I have to, this is Alan, if you can't notice from my deep voice.
You're dark.
Sorry for the tirade. Nobody told me to come here and apologize. And it's like, you know, that's I'm not true. Sorry for what I believe, but sometimes Alan gets up on a soapbox. And, you know, my poor clients and the Premier Insurance family kind of knows that I'm pretty laid back. But once I get my claws in something, look out, you know. So, whoops, sorry for going on there.
Well, and you're a lover of the Second Amendment unapologetically. So there you go.
I love America, love freedom.
Yes. Well, it's Katie's turn now.
So we that was Alan. Shut up! It's no. Katie's turn.
It's Katie's turn. So we have Katie Starkle, who is with Wander Winston, and Katie, you were on the show just a little while back, telling us about this event that you guys have worked really hard on—the Oktoberfest tournament, which sounds like loads and loads of fun. But update us on that. We need to get some teams for you.
We do. We have everything ready for the tournament. It's all been ordered. We are all set. We have it all lined up. It's all the parks are set up and where we're going to set everything up. All the beer vendors, food vendors. We're still taking applications for people who want to sell their trinkets and goodies for the 10 by 10 vendor spots. But we absolutely need teams. We have 4 teams signed up right now for this $10,000 prize.
$10,000. People, cash, not gift cards, cash.
So these 4 teams are like, stop talking, Alan and Shannon on the radio. We only want a 1 in 4 chance at 10 grand.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to give you that. So. Well,
and the other thing is I've heard from a lot of people that they've got a team or they're getting together a team. So if you're thinking about doing this, do not wait till the last minute. You think that there isn't going to be a line of folks putting up $100 to get 10 grand?
Well, they're going to put up more than that if they wait, right, Katie? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, so since we only have 4 teams, so we decided we were going to set up a late registration. So we're going to keep the early registration discount at $100. So if you register the Thursday before the event up to that date, then you'll still get a register for the $100. If you want to participate at the event, it's going to be $35 per game, and you'll have to sign the waivers and everything before you play.
Yeah.
And here at this. It just popped in my head.
Uh-oh.
It is 4/25, September 1st. Mm-hmm. The first two folks that hit us up on the Premier Insurance Group Facebook page and say, I want in.
Yeah.
Premier Insurance Group will sponsor your team.
I love that.
The first two teams today.
Yeah.
You know, so you got a buddy, send me you and your friend's name, your wife, whatever. First two, we're going to sponsor you. So sign up. Now you're going for 10 grand for free. I'm not even asking for a cut. Now, if you want to donate a portion to your local kids' sport, that'd be great.
That would be great. I also reached out to Nick Garcia, the head coach of the Douglas High School football team, who is just like a son of mine, said, get me some football players because I checked their schedule and they do not have games. So, Nick, I'm hoping you're coming through, and I'm doing 2 teams. So that's 4 teams from Premier Insurance then, because I'm doing 2. You do 2.
Hey, that's awesome. And what a great thing. If you're athletes, now this isn't an FBI guy thing. This is a skill thing. So ladies, right. Volleyball, you know, soccer, if you've got, you know, some older teens that, you know, what a great way to fundraise. You
UCC,
know, go out,
if
they
you
can have
get involved.
Fun, you know.
Yeah. I would love to see the athletic directors of the high school challenge other high schools to do this and have it be a community event and get people from all over. Glide should be in it. South Umpqua, all these schools should be in it. Anybody, I did it because I am hoping that these little – not little. I want some really good football players.
Yep.
I want some jocks and some stars. But I'm hoping they take it and use it to buy new equipment or do something great with it. So the money that's raised is going towards a great cause, and the money that's earned would go towards a great
win-win
cause. So that's my hope for my teams.
But anyway, so I would get off, but I can't stress enough because I have been hearing a lot of rumblings about this with clients and friends, whatever. And so do not wait. Rock and roll. Get this thing in, or you may be left out of your shot.
Absolutely. And I've actually also offered to sponsor a team at UVC. So definitely reach out. If your kids are in sports, reach out to them and reach out to their coaches and see if maybe they want to find someone else that's on their team to participate with them and see if we can get that money into a school program.
Yeah, I just think that's a win-win. It's like 4-H'ers get, you know, I mean, FFA, yep. all these organizations and nonprofits, this could be a win-win. So, because Katie, you're also raising money by this event for a special organization. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
So 100% of the tournament fees goes to Canines for Warriors, where we now have five Oregon veterans on their waiting list, and 100% of the tournament fees goes to them. And then we have a lot of donations for the beer garden as well, and the proceeds from that will be split between Source One Serenity and the Moods and Music program that's for veterans.
Hold on. So all the money is going to veterans.
All of the money is going to veterans, 100%.
Isn't that awesome?
We're having an update.
Okay, update.
I apologize. I must have missed that on our last show. You know how I feel about America?
I do.
Freedom. It's Love Warriors.
It. Love it.
The first four teams that text or messages us on Facebook or just puts a message, first four teams, Premier Insurance will sponsor you.
That's awesome.
That
Ellen, you're the best. You're the best. And that's why we love you. But this is something we are super passionate about. And I know you've put a lot of work into it. And you've done other things that have just been a huge success. And we hope this for you. But y'all, here's one thing I have to say. I've put on big events before.
Yeah.
It's stressful on an organizer for people to wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm going Grinchy again. So just do it. Why not? I mean, I'm sorry. You might have a fabulous time.
Yep.
That would be horrible.
Absolutely. Hey, the ducks aren't playing at home. There's no excuse.
No. Nope.
I understand some of our hunters may be going over Eastern Oregon, but
most
of you folks that hunt locally, there's no reason. Now, this is Friday or Saturday, correct, Katie?
So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So would you be every day?
So it would be every day. You have a designated time. And if you can't commit to every day, the tournament final is on Sunday, and you can get one of those last-minute late entries and pick and choose which ones you want to play.
So, like, for Friday, we got these boys playing football, so they could do their prelims on Saturday and be available on Sunday. So she's willing to work with people.
Yep. So if you're going out hunting in the morning, you know, we're pretty much done by 10. And so, you know, that time of year, it's still 98 degrees at 10 o'clock. So then you can get out there and be part of it. So everybody, let's step up here and support our community and have a shot at 10. $1,000.
Right. And if you're a business, reach out to Katie if you're also willing to sponsor a group, because maybe we have people that are willing but not able to because of the financial burden, but that would be, you know, you can cut some deal or something. I don't know. But I would love to see it go for, another good cause.
Yep. Absolutely.
That would be amazing.
So don't wait. So remind the folks what else we're going to be doing that week, because I will be there.
So we did design this so it was just going to be super fun to do, super fun to watch. So if you want to compete in the tournament, there's the bucket ball, where you literally are sinking a tennis ball into five triangle buckets. Each team member has to sink their own balls. And then we have the Stein race. So you're running back and forth between a 5-gallon bucket of water and then a 1-gallon growler with a Stein. And you're pouring the water into the growler. And whichever team can fill the growler up the fastest, they move on. We have a keg race where you're rolling a keg that's not full, so it's not super heavy, but it's just going to be kind of wonky and fun to watch. You're going to roll it 20 yards and back, and then your teammate will roll it 20 yards and back. There's Hammerschlagen, where it's just a nail counting competition. You have a blacksmith hammer, and whoever can pound their nail and flush to the wood in the least amount of hits, they move on to the final. And then a pretzel eating contest. You have a cup and a half of pretzels and 1.5 ounces of water, and whoever eats those the fastest will move on to the so it's all fun.
Nothing in there that takes brawn or
skills. Like, just go have fun.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no reason why not. So I'm anxious to see the four teams that we're going to be sponsoring from Premier Insurance. So make sure you reach out to me and Facebook message. You know, if you don't do it, ask your mom, wife, sister. You know. But
well, and how fun of a date would that be? And then if you win $10,000, like, talk about a romantic vacation or something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, just the bragging rights. I mean, honestly, the $10,000 is great. I want it to go to a nonprofit because that's what my feelers say.
Feelers.
But I like to win, no matter what.
Absolutely.
I am competitive. And since I can't be there, my team is going to, they better represent.
I'm going to see that keg rolling because those things do wobble. Oh.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
There's That's always, half the fun.
There's a skill. You got to be practicing this stuff. This is good stuff.
So let, you know, let's hit that again. Let's get a challenge out to all you businesses. Let's sponsor. How great. Sponsor it. And if you want, you pick out where you want the money to go. Get a couple employees, customers, whatever, repping you. Yeah. And
get your logos on those T-shirts. I mean, you're going to be surrounded by tons of people. I mean, they're going to be seeing your logos and seeing you're supporting this cause. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like the Royal Rumble.
I'm so bummed I'm missing it. But I know you've put so much hard work into this, Katie, and I really, really, really just want to see this be successful. And I can't wait to hear everything about it.
Oh.
And, yeah, well, let's probably, just kick
you know,
it
we
off.
We could see the videos on ESPN.
Yeah.
We could have some of those, the video of the week for some of our crashes and dashes
it
out there.
It needs to be, it's YouTube worthy. This is going to be YouTube worthy for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely. Be fun. Absolutely. That's find us a photographer so we can get out there and and have some laughs and see the good things that are going to happen out there.
And so, Katie, if somebody's interested in being a participant, so you could partner with people who are sponsoring, how can they reach you?
My email is on the website, winstoncity.org/events, and it has it right down there at the bottom. My phone number, my email, everything on the event and how to get a hold of me.
So the City of Winston website.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which I do have to give a shout out to the City of Winston.
I was just going to do that. Good work.
You want to do that?
No, you go ahead, but that just shows you we're a mano.
Oh, there we go. Because they allow Katie to do this when she's caught up with her work to put these wonderful things together. And I just think that's awesome and way to go. And
yeah, thank you to the city because in today's world we're seeing the cities, you know, not only not embrace these type of things, but run away from them, you know, because it is a lot of work. And it can be a bit distracting, but these are things that bring value to our community. So thank you to the whole city council, the mayor, and all the employees that make it possible.
Yes. Well, Katie, thank you for being back on, and we wish you the most success. And everybody, check out the City of Winston's Facebook page under the events tab and get a hold of Katie and let's get you some teams.
And if somebody wants to sponsor it, we can even post it up on the event page. We'll put your logo on there and say this business is sponsoring this many teams and then first person to respond, that's who gets it.
Perfect.
Too cool.
We love it. Okay. Well, we're going to be back. And it's going to be local business buzz time, y'all. Sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And we have the big man himself here in the studio.
C-Dub on deck.
Back with Carlos in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your queue. It is 4:40 here with the news at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. I got tongue twisted there.
AKA brain fart.
I kind of did.
Can I say that on the radio?
You just did.
Well,
you're just oversharing today. And we have Carlos, the big guy from Umpqua Survival here today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing
Love
awesome.
Having you. Look forward to the first Thursday of the month.
Oh, absolutely. And I know we do it once a month, but I really want to thank you and for stepping up and sponsoring the Business Buzz because, you know, it's been so insightful to see these heroes in our community.
Yeah.
So, would not have been possible without you, so greatly appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's fun, and I've had a lot of customer feedback who actually hear about it and thank us for doing it, and I love doing it.
Yeah, we've definitely had a lot of gratitude for it, that's for sure. It's very hard to get a small business up and going, and we've met some really brave entrepreneurs on the show who have just been like COVID schmovid, here I'm going for it, and started something and are now reaping the awards that we can be out and about and and shopping at their facilities. And so,
yeah. Yeah, it's really neat, you know, because it's like starting a business is hard enough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we know those challenges. You know, somebody else has faced those challenges in the past. But nobody's ever faced COVID. You know, yeah, starting sucked. A business mid-COVID. Where do you go for advice on that? So, it's awesome to hear these are pretty special people who start a business and in the midst of COVID and said, hey, I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's been fun to have them on, and so thank you so much. Yep. And we always make sure to let them know that you're the one, and I'm Core Survival sponsoring it and giving them that opportunity, and that they can come on at no cost because they're being blessed by Umpqua Survival, and so for being on the show. So
yeah, well, like I said, I enjoy it and I like it. I think it's cool. So
well, it is. You know, it's kind of come down as Carlos and his crew are sponsoring this and helping us make new friends. So
thanks, buddy. It's like family now.
So what's happening?
Well, I'll tell you what's not happening. What? Your name did not get drawn again this month. Boom, that happened.
Like to rub it in,
Yeah, it's my. I still got a little Grinch sneaking out every so often. So, yeah,
but I'm almost getting an employee discount when I go in there. I think I'm all the way up to 1%.
A part-time employee.
we raised the price 3% before you come in, and then give you a 1% discount.
Like, yeah. Like
that is why he's the manager. So Carlos, so that gun's already over with, and congratulations. I think it was Mr. Royston, maybe Andy Royston. I think I don't know. I watch your videos. So congratulations to him. What do you have for our viewing pleasure and donation process this month?
It's a SAR Arms K12 Sport 9mm pistol package. And all the proceeds of this month's raffle are going to go to Bikers Against Child Abuse.
Oh, that's awesome. I know he got your blood pressure going when he said pistol package.
Yeah.
I could just see you over there going, oh, that's my language.
Pistol packing, and we get to knock down some child abuse. And what a bonus.
That's awesome. So you know,
and look at that. Another organization, I had never heard of that, but another fantastic group out there who are taking action. Now, more unsung heroes of Douglas County, and thank you for helping them, Carlos, to you and your family.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I saw on your Facebook recently, because I do pay attention, and you guys do an excellent job on your website and your Facebook, that you had a concealed class at Bruise at Backside, and it looked like it was very well attended.
Yeah, we had about 20 folks show up for that.
That's
and,
awesome.
It was a good time. We got to put a lot of knowledge in people's brains and get them all certified so they can get their concealed carry permits. And Backside was they had everything all set up for us. It was amazing. They did a great job.
So that might be something else to look forward in the future again then, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What I would like, Shannon.
They got good food.
Shannon shared this with me today.
Did?
Can you tell me what that class was called?
What class?
His concealed carry class.
I just did. Bruise at Backside.
Bruise? So I got a bruise on my backside.
No, not happening.
It was concealed carry and bruise at Backside.
Yes. It was the CHL.
I thought, what in the world kind of class is this? We sit around and kick each other and hide it?
You are
I do have to say, we had a couple of people give us a hard time that said, I can't believe you're doing this where there's alcohol. And you have to explain to them that it's just an educational class. And honestly, really nobody drinks until afterwards anyway. Well, so.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's a lot of shooting inside Backside Brewery.
There absolutely none. Yeah.
This is like, this is one of those things. Did you really say that out loud?
Yes. <You know? laughs> We use it for the Oregon Hunters Association oftentimes for member meetings we have. And they have excellent food, and they have at our events, we have guest speakers, and I like to eat their good food while I'm listening to somebody.
Absolutely.
So if I'm learning, I think I do it pretty good with a meal.
Yeah.
So feed me and I might learn more.
Absolutely. So hunting season's upon us.
Absolutely.
Bow season started.
Yeah. Are you guys all ready? Got all your equipment and everything for our hunters?
Well, as much as possible. And then we can always order stuff in pretty quickly, too. So But yeah, we're trying our best to be as well stocked as possible.
How's ammunition?
It's still pretty pathetic.
Is it? Do you have most of the ammo or rifle rounds out there that hunters can pick up?
Well, like I said, we're doing the best we can. So
call in.
Everybody's on the struggle bus with that, it sounds like. Yeah.
It has been a challenge.
I will tell you, though, if you can't find the ammo you need, talk to some of your buddies, because I guarantee some of them have lots of it.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't given anything, though.
There's a lot of hoarders out there.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I don't know.
What's a guy going to do with 1,000 rounds of 30-odd-6? You know, it's
feel
like,
better about himself at night.
Yeah, it's like, come on, share with your friends.
I don't know, but I find that people are getting pretty stingy.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, the other thing that I was really looking at out there, you know, when I was out there last week and 2 to 3 times a week every week, is the knives. The custom knives out there, folks, are absolutely amazing, absolutely beautiful workmanship. And so if you're looking for a knife and you're way better about not losing them like me, I really suggest you go out there and check out the knives out at Umpqua Survival, because they're absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, we get a good selection out there.
You had a stand-up rack by the counter, by the checkout last time I was out there, and I mean, it's like art. Some of them are like art. It's just amazing.
Yeah. So are some of those local craftsmen?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got probably a half dozen different local knife makers that bring stuff in and put it on consignment, and we sell it there for them.
Yeah, I encourage you. Go out.
And a lot of it ends up in my own collection, but that's all right.
I imagine that, you know. But it really is beautiful, and I'm sure that if you have something special you had in mind that's not there, talk to Carlos. He'd probably arrange to have somebody make it. You know, our local craftsmen always are up for a challenge.
Last time Carlos was on, I was asking for headlamp advice. Well, I went out there and the staff was awesome. And we looked at several of them. I even got to open the box to check it out and see. They were so great about it. They're like, of course, open it if you need to or want to. Which I don't take that I can just do that.
Yeah, I don't think they'll let you do that at Walmart, just start ripping open boxes.
Probably not. So I kindly asked and was given permission, and then we purchased the headlamp. And so I got a headlamp that when I push the button, it's going to be like, good morning.
And you saw the light.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm like, I'm going to bring light to the darkness. That's what we do here at Your Q, and with the headlamp from Umpqua Survival. I'm bringing light to the darkness. But anyway, I just really appreciated how helpful the staff was, and I always say how nice they are, but it was very knowledgeable too. It was super, super fun just looking through things, and got me another ice cream sandwich. I'm saving it for hunting season.
What flavor?
I think vanilla.
Vanilla?
Yeah, mint wasn't an option this time because we had to go with a new person, a new brand.
Yeah.
But they still exist.
Did you try it yet?
No, because they're getting a little hard to come by. So I'm hoarding my ice cream sandwiches for hunting season. I got 10 days off the grid, yo. I gotta put it to the side. Save it.
Am I flying solo?
Yeah.
They would never let me on the radio by myself. I have to be on a leash. Well, I'm interested to see, because I love vanilla ice cream sandwich.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell you, and feedback. I'm not going to share.
I'll remind you next time you're in the store.
Yeah, just pick one up. Top shelf. It's on the top, right in the middle. I know right where they're at. So, Carlos, I saw on your calendar you guys have a gun show coming up this month, too. Or it said there was a gun show. Are you guys?
Yeah, we're not part of it, but there is a gun show coming up the 17th and 18th, I believe, is the dates.
But you guys won't have a booth out there.
No, we won't. Okay. You'll probably see... Probably my whole staff will be out there at some point or another, though. But, I mean, we don't usually go do a booth out there.
And that's out the fairgrounds, then?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not a gun expert, but you want to learn some stuff and listen to some good stories from old-timers, go out there. Yeah. That's fun. You know, every time I go to Umpqua Survival, I learn something new. But you go out there and you learn the old ways. So head out there, and it's really awesome.
Well, we're going to keep you over, Carlos, and we're going to be back in just a moment with more of the Local Business Buzz brought to you by Umpqua Survival. Back in a minute.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to the Q here on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN for the local business buzz. And we have Carlos with Umpqua Survival here. Carlos, thanks for coming back.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for hanging out. So during the break, we're always talking, which it's a slight miracle that I ever come back on time, truth be told. Thank you, Jesus, for...
Yeah, I think she just put the headphone down, and what you're hearing is just a sentence continuing on, you know.
But anyway, we're encouraging everybody to get a team together for this event, so we were telling Carlos about it. So
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, come on out. And...
I will have a booth at that.
And... You will have a booth at that, oh, cool. And you're one of the sponsors with that, again, with the generosity and kindness.
Oh, thank you. Oh, amazing. So yeah. Thankful for our local businesses.
Seriously.
You know, you always see Carlos out there serving our community. I know he hates the praise, mm-hmm. but that's the point of the show. So just suck up and enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, putting our community heroes out there. And so yeah. Umpqua Survival, you guys are definitely... Definitely high up there in that, and oftentimes when we have the segment of the show where it's community events or things like that, they'll be like, oh, and we'd like to talk about some of our sponsors, and
yeah,
they'll say Umpqua Survival, and we're like, shocker,
because
like, they're killing it at the community service game here.
Absolutely. It's like, yeah. You know, and that's real money, people, so
right.
It's like, get out there and support our local businesses who do so much for us.
Right.
Speaking of local businesses, I forgot to give a shout out.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Joe, I hope you're listening.
Yes.
Joe Mose.
Joe Winners.
Yep.
I hope you're listening. Sometimes he turns it off at a certain time or on at a certain time, and yeah. I forget which one it is. But
yeah, let's get up on his mower and, you
yeah.
know.
So. Hope to see you out there at Oktoberfest, and because you know they're fit. Those landscapers are fit. That's no joke. That's hard work.
Talk to him today. He's going to get his son, and him and a buddy are going to be a team.
$10,000.
Yeah.
It's not a joke.
This is real money, people.
Real big money.
Yeah.
So anyway, Carlos, thank you for sponsoring that. And let's see, you have your concealed classes. You still have some for multiple states, for in Oregon. You have
several dates for
that.
If you visit our website, umpquasurvival.com, we always have a training calendar. I try and get classes scheduled out for like 2 months so you can see what we've got coming up for the next 2 months. And you can sign up right there online and, you know, get involved in that stuff.
Well, you know, and there, and
I want a jet boil class.
Don't be intimidated, folks, because there's a lot of classes. I mean, there, you know, you don't have to be an expert guns, you know, shooter or knowledge. They will help you. So don't be
intimidated.
We all need more training. Even the greatest of the great, they get more training.
Well, and we have lots of classes that aren't firearm related too. I'm actually working right now with somebody trying to put together a class on canning.
There you go.
That'll be good. And I'm looking for a new first aid instructor right now, so I can do some first aid classes again. And I've got a survival instructor I'm working with that's going to be putting some classes together soon, too.
Oh, well, if he does a jet boil one, I'm in.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I want to buy one, but I'm afraid I would
not
do it right.
Shannon turned me on to that show alone. And
I
I'm
love
sitting there
show.
Watching this, and we are through, like, season four, and I'm sitting there watching my wife, and it's like, can you believe that we're sitting watching hour upon hour of people bored?
Freezing, alone, yeah. Miserable.
And bored. They're sitting there walking around bored, and it's like, who would have ever thunk that this would be entertainment TV? But I'm ready to do it, but I'm not ready. I got to get to class. So
yeah, we got to get somebody from here. We have had some Oregonians on the show.
Yep.
There has been Oregonians on the show.
But I'm going to get out there and sign up for that survival class, and you may turn on the TV and see me out there with my dear wife.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah,
I don't think
one of his 10 items would be a set of golf clubs.
Yeah. Well,
it would be his phone to call.
I just started a new series last night, new season, and I think they made it like 3 hours. And I know I can go more than 3 hours, so the pressure's off.
There was one season where a guy made it about 3 hours, and then he saw a pile of bear
yes,
poo.
Yes, bear scat.
And immediately called for evacuation.
Yes. So the funny thing is I told Alan, he started on like season 9, and I'm like, oh, no, no. You got to go back at number 1 because you're missing out on some real jewels. And that it was it because that guy talked a mean game like you're talking oh, a yeah. mean game. And then he was like, out, Boy Scout.
Well, oh, there's so. Bears? I'm out.
Yeah. He's like, wild critters? Done. Yeah.
It gave me hope, because well, after season 9, those people was like, no way I could do it. But season 1, I'm right there with those losers.
Okay, well, you need to take a lot of classes out at Carlos's before we're there.
All right.
Okay. And Carlos, as always, and Umpqua Survival, so generous to do our $25 gift certificate drawing every Thursday. And so Kim Dubai, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but I will call you, and you have won the $25 gift certificate for today. So congratulations. Another lady. Like, we're almost 50-50 right now. So that's crazy. Yeah, the crowd goes crazy. So, Carlos, thank you for doing that. It's kind of a joy to call people. They're really excited. Yep. Some people forget they have done it because they just did it while they were in there at the store, and then some people are going in there and saying, I've been going in for weeks trying to win, and I finally won. So
you should come in at the end of the month sometime. I'll let you call the people that won again.
Yeah.
There we go. I like the videos, actually. The videos fun. Are cool.
So how many people just hang up and you say, I don't want any?
I don't know. Well, we're done, everybody, and so you know what to do. Be kind. Until next week, Douglas County. It helped me out. It'll help you out, too. See you next Thursday. Bye now.